Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. We welcome you to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show tonight. If this is your first time listening to our show, we thank you so very much. And to our longtime listeners, we thank you as well. We could not do this without you continually to support us, send us questions, listen to the broadcast, and just overall let us know that you are enjoying the show. So, again, thank you so much. It is Thursday evening. It's a hot, hot evening in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Right now it is a steamy 91 degrees. It is the second day of June. So we are officially not in summer yet. Summer doesn't start till June 21st, I believe. But you could not tell it by the way that it's been feeling these last few days. It has been scorching hot. So I hope wherever you are tonight that you are cool, that you are at a place where you can relax, put your feet up, listen to the broadcast, and do what it is that you do. So we're just going to hang out for the next 30 minutes and just bring you some information that we want to share with you. But first, let me tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 programs. And this organization is founded by my business partner and friend, Veronica McMillan. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for their retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. Veronica and I are dedicated to making a difference. So let me bring on my partner in crime, Veronica McMillan. Hey, Ms. Veronica, how are you this evening?
Hey, Francine, I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am fine. I was just telling the audience it is hot, hot, hot in Virginia. It's still 91 degrees, according to my thermometer here. But I hope wherever everybody is that they are cool and relaxing and winding down for the evening.
Yes.
I just wanted to bring you on this evening and just welcome our listening audience. And we're just going to start out today with, you know, it's so much going on. From one day to the next, we really don't know what's happening. So I just want to let everybody know before we go any further that there is a storm coming from the east. So if we lose you, please, we'll try to log back in because our station is actually out of New York. So sometimes if there's a storm brewing, we lose power through the satellite. So please forgive us. So we're just going to put that disclaimer out there. It is not our doing. Anytime there's a storm, and during the summer, there are a lot of, you know, electrical storms. So just know that if anything happens, we'll try to log back in. But if we don't, we'll come back next week with another exciting broadcast of Issues Concerning Women. So I just wanted to throw that out there today. So, Veronica, what is going on your side of town, my sister?
Wow, of course, everything is going on, Francine. Basically, just trying to, you know, just to kind of keep things moving since our last conversation, our last show. I think we were, you know, we're talking about the events that we're going to be doing at the office. But right now, I'm really, really interested in, we got two things going on at our office, and in Virginia Beach. One is the book conversation that we're going to have coming up, I think, next week or so. I think it's the 13th, if I'm not mistaken, or 16th. I got to open up my calendar. But we're going to have it's the 17th. Mm-hmm. That's right. The 17th of this month basically is a book discussion around Viola Davis's book, Finding Me. And that book is in so many ways, it hit so many areas, I think, as black women, especially dark-skinned women. It's just an excellent book. And then, of course, we are hosting at our office, again, the diversity conversation, diversity, equity, and inclusion, having a really good conversation about that and then inviting women to come out, women of all nationality, race, ethnicities, to come and talk. We don't want this just to be all black women show up. And, of course, we've been intentional in our invites, and we're still waiting for people to respond back to us in terms of our invites. We may have to reach out again, Francine, to some of those people that we know personally so that we'll have a good consensus of women there talking and discussing. And so I'm so happy about that. And then in July, we're doing Shark Tank and the nonprofit banquet. So I'm super excited about everything that's going on, what we're trying to do, some things that you and I want to do together. We're certainly looking at this whole thing around money, because Francine is the financial guru when it comes to the financial component of helping people get their lives together. And I'm on that side of the psychology and counseling piece of it. And Francine and I are launching a series basically called Money, Drama, and Trauma. And so more information about that is coming out. And we're going to be putting stuff out for people to find out more about it. So that's kind of where I am right now for the month of June and July. And, of course, you know, we have our Kids Law Academy that we have every month, and the kids are going to be interviewed by a reporter here. And so we're excited about that. So that's a little bit right now, Francine, of what's going on for us.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot going on. And so I'm so delighted that you know, things are falling into place and some of the initiatives that we want to do. Because during the month of June, and this is not by accident, but normally during the month of June, we have some kind of women's program from the can remember. There's always been something that we do around women and business and nonprofits and that sort of thing. So this book club, this book, I don't know if it's a book club or a book reading of Finding Me, is kind of right on time. And I've started reading the book already, and I was, I do read my inside covers and my outside covers. You know, I start there. And I thought it was really interesting in Finding Me, and she said my eyes were open to the truth of how our stories are often not given close examination. People aren't really, they see you, but they really don't see you.
Yeah.
And the other thing was that it's really deep. And anybody who doesn't have the book yet, I suggest that you get in there if you want to join us, by all means do.
Yeah.
And this book is a love letter of sorts to herself, because it was some things that had gone on her whole life, and she never really realized how they were affecting her as an adult. You know, so. Again, that's all I'm going to say about the book, but it's really interesting. I love that she has her face on the back as a little girl.
I think she's so cute,
Yes, and natural, you know, this is cute. And she's one of the big old bug eyes, you know, and I remember my little baby picture like that with my big old bug eye. All you saw was my eyeballs, because, you know, back then our black and white was really black and white, right? I was a little chocolate drop, and all you saw was my big old eyeball, white eyeballs, you know. Mm-hmm. But I love that she is in a space where she can do that, and she didn't have to add filters or anything to it. She wanted to be open and transparent. So that's so important.
Yes.
And so that's going to be June the 17th at our office in Virginia Beach. So we have ladies already registered. So anybody that lives in Virginia Beach or Norfolk or Chesapeake, Hampton Newport News who wants to come, just reach out to us, and we'll make a way for you as long as we're not, you know, overbooked. But I think this is going to be really, really good. And then on June the 18th, as Veronica has already told you, we'll be having our diversity, equity, and inclusion discussion with all types of women from all nationalities and, you know, ethnicities. And it's so, so important that we have this conversation because there is a need.
Yeah.
But more than the conversation, there needs to be some action behind the dialogue. You know, because so many times we can talk, we get the book, we get the T-shirt, we get the bag full of stuff, and we go home. And that's it, you know. And I find that so many times, and even myself, and I do it too, you know, when you're going somewhere and you go and you get all this information, but what do you do after you get it? When you get home and you put that stuff in the corner, I've put a bag in a corner. It stayed there for weeks until my husband was like, if you don't move that bag, I'm going to go in there and get the stuff out. You know, you get all these resources, and we just don't use them. But my prayer is that now, since we're in a different space and a different place and a different mindset, that we're going to be able to put some action to this dialogue that we're going to have. And I know it's going to be deep. I already know it. I'm so excited. I don't know what to do, but I'm so excited about that. And then, of course, the kids, we're excited about them and getting interviewed and all of that good stuff. So some good things are coming. And then, as Veronica said, also about the money, drama, and trauma. Now, everybody that knows me knows I'm the money lady. I'm like, if your money ain't right, ain't none of the rest of the stuff going to be tight, you know. So I'm excited about that and where this is going to go. We just don't know because I got a feeling it's not going to be just a one-time thing. I'm feeling that it's going to be, it's going to take, because anytime you're dealing with people's emotions and the trauma and the things that they're going through, again, you can't just put somebody in a room, give them resources and go, okay, feel better, do better. No better. No, it has to be something more beyond that, you know. And so I see this being something that we're going to continue to do, and I don't know what capacity because we haven't even worked it all out yet ourselves, you know. So will there be, and there may be the need for some of that one-on-one coaching when it comes to the money piece, and also for Veronica to do what she does best, that counseling and coaching, dealing with that drama, tapping into that DNA. We talked about that too, Veronica, and that's so deep, what you've been carrying with you. So that's why this book is so important, because it all kinds of ties together. What you've been carrying with you your whole life and that you've never dealt with it. And so when you open those things up, it has to be more to it than just the conversation. It has to be some action. It has to be some goal set. So I'm looking forward to all of this in the next, in the few months ahead. And, you know, we don't want to go too far ahead, but with the planning and let you know things. But we do want you to be looking out and listening out for what we have coming up. So, so excited about everything, you know, because this, you know, we can't make this stuff up. God orchestrates all this stuff. We just walk in. We just walk in, Veronica. And, you know, and you and I, when we start brainstorming together, they better watch out because they don't know what we're going to come up with.
It's so important, though, you know what I mean? It's so important, you know, you and I talked about this earlier when we, when I sort of kind of had an epiphany and I wanted to, you know, to run it by you. Definitely, I see this as being a series right now, and as I was looking at it today and just kind of four or five sessions at the minimum in terms of, you know, people coming in, because when you're talking about finances, that's one area. But then when you talk about how, where did you get those ideas for money from, you know what I mean? Your money memory, your earliest money memory. And that, for a lot of people, people don't connect those two things in terms of why they do what they do. You know, sometimes you grew up in a household and a person hoarded everything. So when you grew up, or as you became an adult, you said to yourself, I'm not going to hoard anything. I'm so tired of always having, not having enough and all this stuff. And so you can find yourself overspending because you're in that space where you're saying, shoot, I all my life I grew up, we didn't have enough. And so here we are now, you're 40 years old and you can't get your finances together because of something that happened to you when you were 8 years old. And until we can mm-hmm. make that connection, excuse me, I think that we're still missing the mark. And then in terms of just women in general, we got stuff that we got to talk about, and when we talk about diversity and inclusion and equity and all of that stuff, I'm really curious as to seeing how many women really show up, how many women really mm-hmm. come in with their authentic conversation for us to really make a difference, because we've seen since 2020, basically everybody's talking, when I say everybody in parentheses, mm-hmm. talking about let's be more diverse, let's be more
right.
inclusive, but typically what we're doing is just you know, a lot of lip service, and really you go back to the way that things have always been in your organization, in your church, in your women's group, in your wherever that it is,
mm-hmm.
and we're not kicking the can down the road. We got a bunch of lip service, but we're right. really not doing that. And part of this conversation came from a young lady who's Hispanic that connected with me from Charlottesville. And, of course, mm-hmm. all of us know all that craziness that went on in Charlottesville. When the person ran through the crowd with the car and all that foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And so she sparked something in me. And so I think basically I'm really interested, Francine, in how we're going to approach this thing, because, again, for a lot of us, it's just, or a lot of organizations, churches, wherever, it's just still a
mm-hmm.
lot of lip service, and we've got to get beyond that. And you just said, what action steps will you make? And I think for all of us, we got to start taking those little baby steps, you know, start
mm-hmm.
looking at, you know, our boards and who do we have on our team and who do we go to, you know, when we need to say, hey, I need somebody to represent this community. Who's that person that connects you to that community? Or is it
mm-hmm.
that you don't connect at all to those communities? If you're black, you stay with blacks. If you're white, you stay with whites. Do we still
right.
do that? And I believe in a lot of cases, that's what we do. And so I'm really,
mm-hmm.
really excited about everything that we're going to be doing over the next couple of months and right into the fall.
Yes.
To see, you know, how we're going to uplift women, uplift families, help us get our, there's a book that a sister wrote, Girl, Get Your Money Together, that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing, you know what I mean? All
right,
of that stuff.
Right.
So I'm just excited, Francine.
Absolutely. And, you know, we share our stories sometimes and you know, here on the radio broadcast and when we're out speaking, but sometimes it needs to be in a more intimate setting. And I think that's what we're going to
mm-hmm.
have at the office, you know, and an opportunity
mm-hmm.
to be in a safe space, because that's important, too, when women are exposing
yeah.
themselves, as you
mm-hmm.
so call it, and being authentic and just being able to have that conversation, because we know that the world is so different now, and it's things that we need to do as organizations and churches and as women to make sure that we're doing what God has ordained for us to do. And I know sometimes
mm-hmm.
people language, they always talking about God, but you know what? That's where I stay on my firm foundation, because I know that's where I need to stay, you know? And so
yeah.
hopefully nobody's offended when we say things like that, but it's, you have to have something that you believe in. And if you don't have something that you believe in, that's when you fall for anything. And so I just
yeah.
know, and I hope and pray that people will come to the table ready to be open. And we'll know. And we'll know, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately we'll know from the energy in the room or lack thereof, you know. So we'll immediately
mm-hmm.
know, you know, what we're dealing with and how it's going to go. And we'll see what happens, you know. And I'm ready. I'm open for it, you know, not anticipating
mm-hmm.
anything one way or the other, but just being open to that diversity piece, because we've been talking about it. You know, I've
yeah.
done workshops on it. You've done workshops. We've been to workshops.
Mm-hmm.
Other people have done.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we come full circle, we're still right where we started on that first dot.
Yep.
So what has happened?
Yep.
You know, what have we changed? And even for us, because we do have so many people that we are associated with that are of other races that we try to incorporate them into things, but we're not always getting reciprocated on that same note.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so even though we may be changing and ready to, you know, evolve or pivot or whatever word they want to use or anybody wants to use, but are some of the other women ready as well? Because they may not be.
Yeah.
They may want to stay where they are in their comfort zones and not reach out and do certain things. But my prayer is that if we're going to have the conversation about diversity, that it be just that, be diverse and be inclusive and be where we can see that there is equality. Because when we talk about equality, I always think of the equal sign. You know, we should all be equal and on the same playing field, but we know that we're not. And so how do we address that as well? So it's a lot, you know, and I've been thinking about it, you know, since we said we were going to do it. And then it goes right back again to full circle about relationships. You know, what kind of relationship did you have with your money? But more than that, what kind of relationship did you have with your sisters and your brothers? You know, how did you grow up? So all of that affects everything about us. So it's going to be good. I already know it is because it's just going to be good.
Oh, no doubt.
Yes, 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 yes. And so my hope is that people will be ready to, you know, open up and let's talk about it, you know, and not have any regrets about, you know, not taking the risk to do this, because for us, this could be a bit risky, you know, because we're stepping out there and saying, hey, we're open to this, you know, where are you, you know? That's kind of where it is. So tell the good people, Veronica, how they can get in touch with you if they want more information about what's going on.
Yeah, so certainly you can get in contact with me via email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go to our website at micrononprofitnetwork.org to find our number. There's a contact sheet there, information sheet there where you can send us stuff or what have you. And so we stopped putting our telephone number out there because, again, for serious inquiries, if you go out there and you want to get more information, you can certainly email us. We have a telephone number, but basically if you're serious about it, certainly you can go to our website and get more information, Francine.
Absolutely. And if you would like more information about anything that I'm doing, or if you can't reach Veronica, you can go to icwdirector@gmail.com. You can go to the issuesconcerningwomen.org website. I do need to do some updates on there. I've been saying that for months, and I just have not been able to just sit down and do it. But that will be coming, because that's one of the things that I definitely want to work on, since it is connected to the radio broadcast. And I think one of the things that I'm going to start doing is posting the radio show on the website as well. So if somebody goes to the website, they can just click on it and hear the show. So I think that's one of the things I'm going to be doing. But, you know, again, we're progressing on and marching on, and oh, it's the hot days of summer, and, you know, it's going to be sizzling. It's already sizzling.
Yes.
But I'm ready for it. Yeah. I'm ready for it, and, you know, I'm just looking forward to what's next for us, you know, and as we build this partnership that you and I have. And for those of you who don't know, Veronica and I have been partners, I don't even know how many years we've been partners there. So I think it was
a long time. That's
16.
Just all we can say, long time.
You know, we tried to figure it out the other day, right? It's like when you meet a woman for the first time and you just connect with her and you feel like you know her, and that was how we did it. You know, we met, we connected, and we've been connected, you know. And, of course, you know, we had to learn each other and get to know each other, and we built that. We built a friendship first. Before we started doing other things together. And so, and I think that makes the difference, because we know how we feel about certain things and what we like and what we don't like, you know, and so that has been great. And I wish that for other women as well. When we talk about diversity, all of our backgrounds are so different, but it's also the way that we look at things, you know, and people and places and situations, and how do we address them. I met a lady yesterday. I was doing a vaccine clinic over in Hampton, and she didn't know what I did, and so I was telling her, you know, what I was doing, and, I'm the financial empowerment coach, financial wellness, whatever people want to call me. You know, I don't really need a title, but it's all about the money. You know, bottom line, right, helping folks and figuring out what they want to do. And I told her, and she was like, well, that sounds amazing. I told her the great thing about it is I can speak to both ends of the spectrum because of the way that I grew up. But through education and learning and hard knocks, I am able to speak to those who are also wealthy and well-to-do. I can go in just about any room and have a conversation with somebody because I've experienced both ends of the spectrum, you know. And so I kind of have a balance when it comes to money. And, of course, I didn't always have that. That was something that I had to learn and to teach myself. So, you know, again, just having great conversations. And we just struck up a conversation, and now she lives in Williamsburg, and she wants me to come to Williamsburg, and or meet halfway, and we're going to have lunch, you know, that kind of thing. And so and just being open to, you know, meeting different people, and I'm open to that. And I know that you are as well, Veronica, because of the relationships that you have with people that are the women that I've seen you interact with. And so I know, and so people who don't know us may be saying, well, you know, they're just talking a good game, but no, we live what we talk. We live what we talk. So you have to get to know us. And that's the other thing too, Veronica. And I want you to speak to that because I know that is something that you work on a lot about women being authentic and getting to know other women and building those relationships. So we got about 4 minutes so we can.
It's crazy that you said that because I'm relaunching in August. As a matter of fact, I'm setting up an event for the relaunch of, it is Miss V Speak, but it really is the relaunching of the Soul Work program that I used to do way back then in 2014 when we launched it. But I think sometimes in authentic relationships, I tell people, oftentimes we're scared of each other, and you sort of kind of mentioned it a minute ago, because of the fact that we've been wounded so by women who have been close to us. So this wound could have come from a mother or a sister or what have you, and when a wound is that deep, it will impact all the other relationships with other women and sometimes men as well, how you interact. And so being vulnerable is difficult for a lot of us because we don't feel safe. And I think that is where that's where the rub is for a lot of people. They don't have that vulnerable space or that group of people that they can say, for real, I can trust you with it, and I know this won't go anywhere. And that is really hard to find, Francine, in this day and age, because so many of us have been mortally wounded, and we're still carrying around the wound from the little girl when we were 8 years old or 9 years old, and nobody helped us heal that wound. And so having authentic conversations, they'd be like, shoot, I ain't trying to do that. When the last time I did that, they went and told me, they put stuff on Facebook, they did. So I think part of it is our fear of being out there and being vulnerable. So I think that that's something, and that's something that I believe that God has gifted me in. Even though I have that master's degree in counseling, I think God has given me that a special gifting to know how to reach a woman where she is and touch that spot and say, you know what, you're okay. And so I think that I think that that's part of this whole thing when we're talking about being authentic, Francine.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, the audience, you know, may not know us personally, but if you just go back and just listen to some of our broadcasts and listen to what we talk about, our tone never changes. It's always about empowering others. It's always about uplifting. And we do have the hard conversations about things that, you know, that are going on in the world because we have to, and we talk a little bit about that. But everything that we do is about uplifting and being authentic and being true to ourselves, because that's important as well. Because we, as much as I value Veronica, I value myself just as much, and vice versa. You know, so again, we have to know where we are and be okay with that. And sometimes when we're talking about women, they just don't, like Veronica said, they don't want to reconnect because they remember what it felt like, and they don't want to be rejected again, and they don't want to be hurt and have all those old wounds open up again, because this time they don't know if they can take it, you know, so, which is
yeah.
a whole other conversation and a whole other thing that we're going to be doing in August, so I'm excited about that as well, so I wanted to get that out there tonight. But Veronica, my sister, as always, it has been a delight to be with you and share these 30 minutes together. And so any last-minute words for our audience tonight?
The only last-minute word I have is just say, I just say, love yourself and love somebody, because we need each other, especially now.
Absolutely. Yes, and, you know, we talk about all the evil in the world, but love can stamp out all the evil. You know, just be open to it. Open your heart, because before anything's going to change, some hearts are going to have to change. And that's all I have to say, too. You know, just, you know, love yourself and love others and be kind. So, my sister, thank you so much. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of another show. We'll be back next Thursday night for Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. Good night. God bless.
Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.